I'm Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News. Stay energized. Don't get complacent. Those were the messages delivered at two large political gatherings, one in Billings, the other in Helena. The GOP might be experiencing an enthusiasm gap, and that's favoring Democrats, warned David A. Clark. The former sheriff from Milwaukee County told the gathering of Republicans in Billings, don't dismiss that.
You already know this, but if the Democrats take back either the House or the Senate, the Trump agenda is over. It will be mired in gridlock.
Clark is a vocal supporter of President Donald Trump and his agenda. He said Republican complacency will have consequences.
And keep this in mind, there's a chance that the wall never gets built and that the Obamacare mandate gets restored. Oh yeah, and count on President Trump being impeached. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to implore you, we have to regain our sense of urgency about what we're up against. We have to become angry about the thought of losing this unique opportunity to make America great again.
He spoke to a sold-out crowd of more than 650 people at Yellowstone County's annual Lincoln-Reagan fundraising dinner Friday night. U.S. Senator Steve Daines, Congressman Greg Gianforte, and the four men vying to face off against Democratic incumbent Senator John Tester in November also spoke. Democrats were also sold out for their statewide fundraising dinner Saturday night in Helena. Once it was announced, their keynote speaker was former Vice President and former U.S. Senator Joe Biden. Some 1,300 people gathered for that event. All of the speakers reminded attendees they too need to act on their renewed enthusiasm and vote. While Biden refrained from directly criticizing the president by name, he said politics today is broken, mean-spirited, and crass.
Breitbart. Some of the things that are coming out of the Oval Office are so demeaning. They're so beneath the dignity of Republicans as well as Democrats.
Biden said in the 1960s and 70s, when Vietnam, the Civil Rights Movement, and the Women's Movement were ripping the country apart, politics wasn't broken like it is today. He blamed gerrymandering and unlimited money. He said the damage has spread beyond the borders of the United States.
A number of world leaders have contacted me asking if I could talk to them. Not because I'm special, because I think I understand what's going on. I can't do it because I can't be saying bad things about a president abroad to world leaders. But folks, our power is diminishing because of this naked, phony nationalism and this populism that's designed to clear space for selfish people to be able to operate.
Biden used that and many more examples as to why he thinks John Tester should be reelected in November. The night also featured the four candidates vying to win the Democrats' U.S. House primary. The winner will advance to face freshman incumbent Greg Gianforte in November. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.